Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Police released details on suspected gunmen in Copenhagen attacks. Danish police shot and killed a man Sunday suspected in the slayings of two people in Copenhagen Saturday. Authorities say the Denmark-born 22-year-old alleged gunman was fatally shot after he opened fire on officers near a train station. Police say his previous criminal record included violence and weapons offenses. Officials say no evidence suggests other gunmen were involved in the shootings, one at a free speech event and the other outside a Copenhagen synagogue. Denmark's intelligence chief says investigators believe the gunman was inspired by Islamic radicalism. Denmark's prime minister says the attacks will not change the country's embrace of free expression. Lisa Bryant reports.
Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt has described the attacks as a cynical act of terror. She visited Copenhagen's main synagogue on Sunday following the killing of a Jewish security guard.
Our thoughts goes to his family. We are with them today. But our thoughts goes to the whole of the Jewish community. They belong in Denmark. They are a strong part of our community. And we will do everything we can to protect the Jewish community in our country.
The shootings come just over a month after the attacks at Charlie Hebdo magazine and a kosher grocery store in Paris. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The UN Security Council is demanding that Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen restore the Sana'a government and immediately release U.S.-backed President Abdelrab Mansour al-Hadi. Mr. Hadi and his ministers were detained last month when rebels toppled the government. The demands are included in a resolution adopted unanimously by the 15-member council. This is VOA News. A new video purports to show militants of the Islamic State terrorist group beheading 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians kidnapped in Libya. The video, released late Sunday, shows several men in orange jumpsuits being led along a beach, each accompanied by a masked militant. The men were made to kneel, and one militant addresses the camera in English before the men are simultaneously beheaded. After the photos of the kidnapped Coptic Christians were released last week, Egypt offered to evacuate thousands of its citizens from Libya. Italy closed its embassy in Libya and repatriated its staff amid ongoing violence in the country. Parallel governments and multiple armed militias are locked in an ongoing and deadly power struggle since the death of leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The new ceasefire in eastern Ukraine mostly held Sunday, but fighting continued in embattled Debaltseve between Kiev's forces and the pro-Russian separatists. The rebels blocked monitors of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe from reaching Debaltseve and announced they would not observe the truce there. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko ordered his forces to comply with the ceasefire agreed to in Minsk last week.
We strongly demand that all points of the Minsk Protocol, Minsk Memorandum, and Minsk Agreement were immediately fulfilled.
The ceasefire agreement was reached in marathon talks among France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia-backed separatists in Ukraine and the OSCE. A female suicide bomber in Nigeria killed at least 10 people and injured 30 more Sunday when she blew herself up at a crowded bus station. The explosion occurred in the northeastern city of Domituro in Yobe State, with authorities and witnesses saying a girl managed to elude security at a checkpoint before sending off the blast. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. South Sudan's government plans to send a proposal to Parliament Tuesday for a constitutional amendment to extend President Salva Kiir's term of office. The move comes after the cabinet called off elections scheduled for June. The vote is now expected in 2017. Analysts say the proposed amendment could complicate peace negotiations between the government and rebels. A Jordanian court sentenced a senior Muslim Brotherhood official Sunday to 18 months in prison for criticizing the United Arab Emirates. The court found Zaki Bani Rashid guilty of souring ties with a foreign country. The charges stem from comments Rashid made on social media about UAE's designation of a bloc of Islamic groups as terrorist organizations. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.